A boat gently rocks beneath you, the waves lulling you side to side. A haunting voice calls to you on the cool sea air. You reach out. You've been lured in by the Siren Sisters. Hi, I'm Audrey.
And I'm Ash.
And we are talking about The Little Mermaid 2023, just released for Memorial Day weekend. This movie was directed by Rob Marshall, screenplay by David McGee, and so far is doing pretty good. Memorial weekend, right now, the current numbers that I have on Wikipedia are 185 million. The budget is 250 million. So they're well on their way to making back their money / profit. I mean, it's Disney.
It's been out for like 3 days, so they've got time.
Exactly. It was released May 8th at a specific theater.
Oh.
And it released nationwide May 26th. I want to say worldwide. Yeah, the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. I think they had their early screeners there.
Wow. That's rude that they didn't invite us.
For such mermaid influencers.
Right. Our wide reach. It's rude of them not to consider us in our opinions.
Yeah, they all know who we are.
Yeah, obviously.
Clearly.
We are the Siren Sisters.
Exactly.
It's in the name.
Oh my gosh. So I did start watching that mermaid documentary that's on Netflix. Or like, you know, it's it's pretty good, honestly. I think we should review it.
I was thinking that too. That's why I haven't watched it yet. Because I was like, if we review it, I don't want to watch it too early and forget everything.
Oh, right. Well, I've only seen episode one so far, but...
There's episodes? I thought it was just like one, like an hour long thing.
No, yeah. So the first episode, it follows like one person's personal arc into mermaiding, and they introduce some other like key characters that will probably come up throughout the rest of the episodes. But I think it's like a short documentary series.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, they were calling each other Seasters. S-E-A-S-T-E-R.
Wow.
Seasters.
I love that.
And they were all saying shallow.
Shallow.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I'm ready for that. All right. So we're going to start a little bit flipped because we haven't talked about this movie with each other yet, and we weren't able to see it together because we live in different states.
Sad.
R.I.P.
We live in different oceans.
My little landlocked lake. And
you're a actually, lake mermaid.
Yeah. I'm a freshwater stanky mermaid. So we're going to start with our ratings and then do our opinions for the story, the music, visuals, and then kind of rate the remake compared to the original. I think if that was
what, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Because you guys have already heard the story of The Little Mermaid. We reviewed it on this podcast.
We don't know
need
it.
To, yeah. We don't need to go through it all like normal. We're just going to. The experience is us coming together and talking about it. That's this episode.
Yeah. You guys know. You guys know the story. We'll talk about what's different. So there will be spoilers, very mild spoilers. Like the basic plot points don't really change. But
yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Oh, also before we begin, this is a kids movie, but this is not a podcast for children. This is a podcast for adults. And we do have mouths like sailor mermaids. So
correct. I'm so sorry. I will try to keep myself a little bit more friendly.
I mean, we've given a disclaimer at this point, so I think we're good.
All right. These be treacherous waters.
Yeah. Beware.
Okay. I wanna hear what your rating is really bad.
I keep flip-flopping on what I'm gonna give it. Okay, so out of 5, I'm gonna give it a 4.5.
Ooh. Okay. That is actually thrilling. So out of 5, I am giving it 4.
Okay.
But it's a very solid 4.
I almost said 4, so that's valid.
Right. Like especially for all the live action Disney remakes so far. Like,
yes.
Solid. Very solid.
Hell yeah. I mean, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shell yeah.
Shell yeah.
Okay, what would you give it on the mermaid scale?
Mermaid scale, I'm going to go out of 10. I'm going to go 8 out of 10 mermaid scales.
Oh, fantastic. See, I was thinking 9 because there was such a difference of, like, I got to see so many different kinds of imagined mermaids mm-hmm. and, like, colors and that kind of thing. And they were pretty present throughout the whole movie. Like, I wasn't scratching for it, you know, when she's human. So
definitely. She still felt like a mermaid when she was human.
Yeah. So yeah, not for me, 9 out of 10 scales. If she was a mermaid the whole time, it'd be 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right.
So far, Barbie has only given us
10 out of
a movie where she's a mermaid the entire time.
You know what? Shout out to Barbie.
Yeah.
Can't wait to watch the new Barbie movie, speaking of.
Yes.
Dude, this is going to be so good.
They better have like a mermaid cameo in that.
If they don't, they're going to have a sparkly dolphin. I feel that in my bones.
That's a good call.
And if I'm wrong, we'll edit this out.
Yep.
All right. So overall story, I was pleased with a lot of the things that they changed. Some of the design of like the realistic animals, I was like, meh. But that's hard when you're doing a live action CGI hybrid of a cartoon.
Right. Like, where's the line, like, to make them cartoonish, but also 3D, but, like...
Right.
It's, like, for me, like, The Lion King, they just made it look realistic, and so that was weird to me. Like, I can watch a documentary of lions. I don't need you to animate them for me.
No, exactly.
So I thought this did toe the line nicely.
Yes.
Like, animated, but cute, but kind of realistic.
Yeah, especially Sebastian. I was really surprised at how, like, good he was to look at on screen.
Yeah.
Like, he read well, and I didn't get any I probably had some, like, goofy comments while watching it, but nothing sticks in my brain of, like, oh my god, this was so messed up. Other than Flounder, who looked weird. But...
Yeah, he just looked like a straight-up fish.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they did give him that little kind of floppy hair that he has in the cartoon.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't know. He didn't feel the same.
Yeah,
visually.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. I liked that they allowed room for more diverse mermaids.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Yeah, each of the sisters is in charge of their own ocean, which is very cool.
Right? I loved that.
Yeah.
And I liked that they were all different ethnicities. Like, it was Brandy Cinderella rules.
Yes. Because
for heritage.
At first I was like, oh, well, they all have different moms. But then they all talked about the same mom. And I was like, I am very confused.
Exactly. No, it's just Brandy Cinderella rules. That's all.
Yeah.
You've got, oh gosh, I forget his name, but white dad. Asian son, black mom. It's all good. It's all good.
No worries.
I liked that they gave Eric more of a personality. I was actually like, wow, he's like a real guy who like wants things. And I didn't like his song a lot, but but I liked that he had one.
We'll talk about the music. I did like that they made him, like, also a collector of things, because then they had something to bond over, and I was like, well, that's really cute.
Oh, it was so cute. I was like, oh, at that part, I was like, yum, 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 yum. Give me more.
I'm eating it up.
Delicious.
How did you feel about the change that Ursula made her forget that she needed to get the kiss?
I thought it was, I didn't think it was needed.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. What was the point?
I don't know. Probably
she
like...
She just rigged it from the beginning and then messed with it again in the end.
Maybe it was to be like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just like, well, why wouldn't Ariel just, you know, pucker up and lean in? You know, she knows what she needs to get.
Maybe she says that it can't just be a kiss. It has to be a kiss of true love.
Mm-hmm.
So their love story didn't seem forced. Like, she's like,
maybe
tricking him.
Maybe it was just to make her a little bit more evil, or more clearly evil in contract law.
Yeah.
Because now she is on the on the wrong side of the contract.
Like, yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I feel like there was just, they were trying to get ahead of criticisms for the logic.
Maybe. Yeah. Because then later, like, when Sebastian is talking to her about the kiss, and she just kind of, like, blankly stares at him, and then he immediately figures out, oh, you've been cursed to forget the kiss. I'm like, how'd you come to that conclusion?
That happened to Sebastian's sister a while ago. I think that's what it was.
Yes. I've seen this blank stare before.
Oh, so funny. Yeah. I don't know. The one thing I didn't like throughout the story itself was there was a lot of explaining what I'm doing and why you should feel a certain way about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Ursula, they did that a lot. She's like, ah, ha, ha, now I can do this so that this will happen and then I will get this. Ha, ha, ha,
she explained her evil plot right in front of us. And I literally leaned over to Josh and I was like, we don't need this.
No, we don't. We really don't. Like, we get it. She's purple and, like, goofy. Like, we get it. That's Disney visual language for evil. And also, all of us have seen it. So,
right. We know this story.
Yeah. You know what was funny? I think King Triton did that too, like, a lot. And I was like, oh, it's just a family thing.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, and especially at the end, I think King Triton did it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I was just like, they're just
squirky. I'm
going to
wrap this story up in a bow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did feel like the ending was very clunky to me.
Mm.
And, like, the emotion didn't get a very nice conclusion. We didn't get her magical transformation and her walking out of the water.
Thank you. Because that's why it's not a five. That's why it's not five C stars out of five. What the fuck? That's, like,
where's the dress?
Where's the dress? Where's, like, the gorgeous, like, it, like, it's, it's like, ah, it's so frustrating. I'm sorry. I don't know how to articulate this. So at the end of the animated movie, you see the reflection on the water in the sunset. And her transition from water to land is so symbolic because the sunlight acts as the bridge between the water and the earth. And her dress does the same kind of sparkles. And then it kind of, when she's on land, it's still glittery. It's still reminiscent of the sea. But, you know, it's a dress.
Yeah.
I was furious.
Yeah. But in this one, she just, like, he starts doing the magic and we see the same, like, golden magic come up to her on the rock. Mm-hmm. And then it fades to black. And then she just shows up next to Eric in her ratty old dress she was wearing before.
Yeah.
Just a human. I was like, what? Where's the big moment?
Yeah, like, what the hell? Because, well, and one of the other things is, like, you see her yearning as a mermaid still at him. And then, like, you don't see her face when she realizes that he's giving her this gift.
Right.
Like, they do their hug and everything, but the timing doesn't work. Exactly. Exactly. The timing doesn't work. Yeah, so that really, like, was just a big sour note at the end.
Yeah, so that was a bummer. I thought that they were, like, when Eric throws her blue dress into the ocean, I thought that they were going to use that later and that they were going to magically turn that dress into the ending dress.
That would be great, honestly. Do that. Do anything
at least make
else.
It sparkly or something, but it was, like, ratty and from the ocean, and I was mad. Yeah. I was big mad about that.
Her red carpet dress, where it looked like wet silk on
her. Yes.
Like, why? What? Just
use
do
that dress, guys. That was perfect.
Exactly. I left the theater and I was like, why didn't they just put in shots of her on the red carpet and like superimpose it in?
I was stunned by that dress.
Yes. Oh, it was so good. I want to look at pictures of it now.
Honestly, it's so good. And it was just like the end scene was like, it was supposed to be their wedding, I guess, but it really didn't feel like a wedding. And they just...
No. Yeah. Like, I didn't mind that it didn't feel like a wedding because they were a more adventurous couple in this movie. And I don't know. I didn't, like, need to see her in a capital W wedding dress.
The dress wasn't my problem. It was just the vibes and that they just, like, walk out of the castle and everyone's standing there. But we don't... It's not like... It doesn't feel like a send-off. They're just kind of like, okay, bye, guys. And they're just, like, casually walking to the beach. Maybe that was just me, but...
I don't know. Because in my brain, I was like, okay, wedding's over. This is when you're getting in the car to, like, go to your honeymoon. So that was what I thought was going on. And then everyone was there to, like, send her off, you know? And it was touching. But
I did love that dress, though.
Oh, the pink one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It was really, really cute.
It was nice. It was a nice nod to her pink one in the animated movie, but, like, different and cute, and I liked that.
I really liked her land dresses in general.
I did, too.
Yeah. And I liked that she was running around barefoot.
Yeah. She hated those shoes, and I don't blame her.
Yeah. They looked uncomfortable. Yeah. I just thought it was funny. I was like, oh, she just put those grippers away. Like, slapping them like, dogs around. I just got these.
I'm going to show them off.
Yeah, I want to use them. I liked the Kiss the Girl song, like setting. I thought the setting was really good. That translated well.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about... the murdering Ursula scene and how they changed it to Eric being the damsel in distress and Ariel doing everything and steering the ship, even though she's never steered a ship before.
I was fine with it. I don't know why.
I wasn't that mad about it. Like, Josh was kind of like, how does she know how ship works? And I was like, ships work. And I was like, you know what? Don't question it. Okay.
Well, you know, what was funny. I had a similar thought, like, how is she actually doing this? Because it's a shipwrecked ship. And Michael and I looked at each other. And I was like, there's no way that rudder is connected to that.
Yeah.
To that wheel. Like, there's no way.
That thing's a hot mess. It rose from the bottom of the sea.
I think it was mermaid magic. And that was the only way it could have happened.
Yeah. Speaking of mermaid magic, did you get the vibe that her voice was a magical power?
Yes. Yes, I did. I liked it.
How does it work? Is it just a siren song?
I think so. Yeah, I think she's just got a siren song.
Which is so interesting to me.
Which is why she's singing all the time.
I guess, but like magically controlling people's siren song? Or
I think
just nice voice?
Well, I think I think her siren song is the reason he's so magically interested in her at first and why he starts that fevered search.
Yeah.
And then they, like, you know, hang out without it and form their own connection, which is great.
Okay.
And then when, oh gosh, what's her face? Ursula. When Ursula, you know, that lady. When Ursula has it, that's the explanation for why he's suddenly obsessed with her.
I guess.
So I was fine with that. And I had heard a theory like that before, but it was more like 50 things you didn't know about this childhood classic movie. It's like, okay, guys, sure, whatever.
Is it though?
It's just a theory. But yeah, I liked it because they didn't explain away the whole relationship with it.
Right.
And I don't think she used it on anybody at the end.
Like, no. I don't think she used it at all, did she?
I don't think she did, no.
Maybe accidentally Eric? I don't know.
I got the vibe that the song could be used for different things because Triton or Sebastian said that she healed him with her siren song. So maybe it's just the expression of her magic.
Interesting. I didn't catch that.
Maybe I made that up. Truly don't know.
It's possible.
I saw it Thursday night, so and we're recording on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I made it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, the only big thing other than like explaining why I'm doing what I'm doing and how you should feel about it throughout the whole movie, you know, was not having that transformation at the end.
Yep.
That was it.
Yeah. Everything else was pretty similar.
Yeah. Honestly, if they added a transformation scene afterwards, that'd be fine. Then I would bump my rating up.
I would too, honestly.
Yeah, right? Like, I might bump it up to a 5. I was so mad.
Yeah.
If Michael wants to chime in about how we left the movie theater, I was pissed off.
Editor Mike stepping in here. When I say Audrey was furious at the end of this movie, just absolutely furious due to this stress, I cannot stress enough that I thought she was going to pan the entire movie.
Yeah, I was like, the whole time I was enchanted. I was loving it. I was like, oh, this is giving me the same feeling like when I watched the animated one. And then the end went, I was like, what the?
What the shell? It stomps all over all those good nostalgic feelings.
It's like, oh, yeah, here's where you guys had to mess it up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Only the emotional crux of the whole movie.
Right. Like, that's a big deal, right? Maybe that's why I didn't connect to them at the end. I was like, I don't believe you guys.
Right. Because, like, that's the whole conflict. It's between her and her father. Like, Eric is, you know, the MacGuffin that they're fighting over. But, like, that's her, like, emotional impetus for everything. And having that resolution is so nice and beautiful and magical. It is great. And she gets important. A pretty transformation to symbolize everything.
Yeah. And they tried to do that afterwards, and then it didn't make sense.
Yep. Hated that. Stupid.
Yeah. So talk to us next time, guys.
Just run it by us.
Yes.
That's all we're asking. Just run it by us.
Yeah.
I also did not like when he does see her for the first time again as a human. He's like sitting on the steps and like the way she enters the actual frame in the movie is so casual, you know?
Yeah. Like,
she doesn't get an entrance, you know?
Mm-mm. She's just there with Max.
Yeah, exactly.
It's her and the dog.
We see her dogs. We see Max. We see her little toes. And then they fan up. Man, what a movie to, like, make sure you have good feet for.
Right? I thought about that.
Oh, boy. I think we should talk about the music.
Oh, yeah. Music is next. You mentioned Eric's song, Bad Vibes.
We started great. I just want to say that, like,
yes,
the opening, I was like, oh, my gosh, they didn't start with Fathoms Below. What's right? going to happen? And then they were nailing it. They threw in Fathoms Below in the firework scene, which I thought worked really, really well.
Yeah, I liked that.
And I was like actually impressed by the choice that they made.
Yeah.
And like we were doing great. Ursula's song was awesome. Melissa McCarthy did a great job. Like, I don't know. It was fun. Everything happened that needed to happen. And then we got to the new song. Here's the thing. I love Lin-Manuel Miranda. I cannot have his lyrics and song crafting next to Alan Menken.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No.
It doesn't match. I like that song as a song itself.
Sure.
It's well written, and I like the melody, and I thought the actor did a good job singing it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he had more vibrato. He kind of sounded like a pop star to me, but I wasn't that mad about it.
He did.
Yeah, it's very straight tone, but yeah, it is kind of abrupt next to the other music.
Yeah, because it's so genius. Yeah. And right. I didn't, like, Little Mermaid has so many musical thematic cues And like the tone is, you know, it's clear this is a movie about the ocean. In pretty much every song, there's some kind of motif that calls back to it. Just having the lyrics say uncharted waters and then not doing anything with the sound.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I will listen to this album over and over again, and I will learn all the lyrics to that song and belt them out loud. But should it have been in a pirate-themed musical? Hell yeah.
That would be...
Hell yeah.
Oh, I also didn't like, during his song, they just had him kind of turning around in the fog several times. You know,
that was... the cinematography was a bit odd for it.
Yeah, like... He wasn't, I don't know, it didn't feel like, it felt like he was making a music video rather than expressing his emotions.
Yes.
Which is what it's supposed to feel like when it's a musical.
Right, that's the point of the songs in a musical. Not to sound super sassy, but like, that's literally the point.
Right? Oh boy. I really liked the village. I liked their dance scene in the village.
Yeah, I love that they changed market. It to like an actual like island culture instead of white colonizers.
Why couldn't his song have been a little reminiscent of any of those tones?
Like, yeah, because he's adopted into the family, the royal family.
Yeah, he's grown up with these people. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Anything. Give us something.
Yeah, but that dance scene was fun.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I liked all the things that they changed where Halle Bailey was on screen. I loved those changes.
Yeah.
That they made for Ariel herself. Mm-hmm. Everything else, which I didn't like, I was not like super keen on. I'm trying to think. Oh, they did change Ursula's disguised song.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It was different, and I didn't like it.
I didn't like that.
No.
How did you feel about Scuttlebutt song?
Oh, I blocked it out. I hated that.
I kind of liked it, honestly.
I liked it for the first... I think 45 seconds. And then they both started rapping. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
My heart's
closed.
They pushed
the envelope too much with the rapping. That was so out of pocket. Yeah. Like,
but
why
I like,
is that here?
Right. I did like the little, like, it's the scuttlebutt. Like, I like that motif. Like,
yeah. That and I felt like that made sense with the other music, almost.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because it's like that kind of steel drum beat, almost. Like that quick kind of timpani, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what things are, but it was literally like 45 seconds in. Michael was immediately no. And I was like, oh, hold on. And then they both started rapping. And I was like, oh, no, no.
You lost us.
Yeah.
Scuttle has a song in the musical.
What?
I forget what it's called. It's like Step Up or something. There's like a whole bird musical piece. With, like, dancing seagulls and stuff. Why didn't they just use the music from the musical?
Great question.
They own the rights. It's a Disney musical.
They own the rights!
It's not like they couldn't do it.
No, yeah. Oh, boy, that's so funny. I don't know. I wonder if it wouldn't have worked with, like, the lyrics or any... I don't know. They were... Maybe they couldn't do... More CGI birds. I don't know.
Maybe. There was a lot of CGI.
There, yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk about that in the visuals. The visuals? The visuals.
Yeah. Ariel herself, so good. Honestly, I really loved Halle Bailey. I thought she did a good job. I thought she changed it up enough where, like, I don't know. She had the whole, like, ingenue part of it down, you know, where it's like a little bit like very feminine and very technically skilled, I don't know.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's a good combo of both. Like, she had a lot of emotion, and she felt genuine to me, and she had that innocence, but, like, I think she balanced the innocence of Ariel and the kind of rebelliousness of Ariel well. Like, she still wanted what she wanted. She was like, you're not listening to me, and you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, her voice was stunning, amazing, gave me goosebumps as soon as she opened her mouth.
Yes! Oh my god. Yes.
Which was my worst fear, which I already knew it was good because they had released, like, that clip of that scene, mm-hmm. and I had heard her sing it live, and it was good. I was like, okay, we're good. We're not going to have a repeat of some previous movies
that
where the actors can't sing.
That we shall not name.
We will not speak of it.
Oh god. Yeah. No, she was excellent casting. I feel like her face worked really well too. Like, she had a really good look for Ariel.
Very soft, like, round features.
Yeah.
So nice.
So good. So good. I did like that they didn't give her the tiniest, like, waist in existence either.
Yeah. I don't know, like, if they edited it at all, but
she
seemed like a human, a mermaid, but a human shape.
Right. Like, I don't know. That's always one thing that bugs me when I watch the animated movie now. I'm like, okay, her waist is thinner than her head.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. But no,
you're going to break in half.
Exactly. Exactly. I liked the changes that they made to, like, her shell bra and, like, her tail. I thought she looked great. Like, yeah. 10 out of 10 Ariel. To be quite honest.
I mean, honestly, let's talk about her tail for the next 10 minutes because it was perfect and beautiful and I loved it.
It was so good. Oh my God.
Yes. I loved how they added that, like, kind of fuchsia color at the bottom of her tail and it, like, reflected, like, kind of red and pink and, like, oh my God, it was beautiful. I liked the, also on every mermaid on their skin, there was, like, a reflection in the light would be a scale pattern on their skin.
Yes. Yes.
That was cute.
I noticed that, too, because I was, like, when they were in the water, and I was, like, is that glitter? Like, what's going on there? Do they just have, like, scales around? And I really liked it. Like, I kept appreciating it in the moment. Really enjoyed all of the other mermaids' designs, too. I as soon as there was one with pink hair on screen, I elbowed Michael. I was like, pink hair, pink hair.
Pink hair. I love the sisters.
They're so good. I like seeing different cultures' designs in one universal theme. Like, it's the same problem that I have with all those, like, zodiacs reimagined as mermaids or centaurs or something else. I will eat it up every single time.
Yep. Yep. Which one is me? Which one do I identify with?
Mm-hmm. I liked that the wigs were fine. The wigs were good. Like, they were good wet. They were fine wet. I shall say instead. Like, it
wasn't. The wet hair was kind of rough for me.
It was difficult. I was able to just kind of unfocus my eyes and be fine with it.
Yeah, I was able to focus on their tails while they were moving underwater, and I think that helped me a lot. But I don't know if it's a mistake or what, but it was kind of odd with the mermaids underwater because their faces were the actors and then everything else was animated.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, sometimes I think it was like Hallie's torso and, you know, Javier Bardem, his torso sometimes maybe too, but especially when they're moving around in the water, like 85% of their body is animated. And that's really hard to do because when you're swimming, so much of the motion begins with your head.
Yes.
And so we needed the head to be still to see the actors' faces, but their bodies were moving and flipping, flopping around.
Yeah.
So we kind of got some floaty heads.
Yeah.
Which was rough for me.
Yeah. No, that's so valid because I don't think I noticed that in particular, But there were moments where I was like, something feels weird with how they're sitting, with how they're standing or swimming. And I wonder if that was it.
Yeah, I think we lost a lot of emotion from the actors' performances just because so much of their body was just animated. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they could have done it more practically, but I feel like that would have helped a lot, like underwater actors or like, I don't know, something. But it did, sometimes it just felt like their face was flat and just wrapped around a 3D body.
Yeah, they need to talk to the Avatar man who did the Blue People movie, because because he did the damn thing, like,
right. And it's hard because that's like the most recent big water movie that's come out. So like when you get those visuals and compare them, it's like, ooh, that's rough, buddy.
Yeah, that is. And he also spent like 10 years and like a $1 billion on that movie.
Yeah, and no hate to the animators at all. They did a wonderful job. And that's so much animation and it was all beautiful. But I mean, it is what it is. We got to call it out, you know.
I wonder if there will be. So there are some, not studios, but there's like some people that will go in and update the CGI for certain scenes. Like, have you seen the, oh gosh, it's The Mummy 2, where they fix the scorpion
King,
and it looks, I'm like, one day we'll get that. We'll get that for Little Mermaid, and they'll just add the transformation scene at the end and everything will be fine.
Please.
Oh, so funny. So apparently Alan Menken did come back to compose the score and write new songs alongside Lin-Manuel Miranda. But I just, I feel like the new songs got really, really like corporate generalized. Like, we have to make this as appealing to the general public as possible.
Yeah, like what the general public is into as far as like musicals.
Yeah.
Which is a different vibe than the OG.
Very different.
Which the Disney remakes fall into that a lot. I mean, there's that song in the Aladdin remake, the I Won't Be Silenced song. Makes no fucking sense with the rest of the... Makes no shelling sense with the rest of the the movie. It's a good song. It's a good belt song. But man, it does not go with the rest of the movie.
I'm going to tell you a secret. I have not watched the new Aladdin.
You know, that's okay. We'll talk about that if we have time at the end.
I think I should. I keep it's been like three times this month that somebody's mentioned it to me. And I'm like, what the hell?
I mean, it's
worth
watching.
Okay, great. So other visual changes.
Yeah, yeah.
I really loved how colorful they kept the ocean scenes. I felt like all the sea life looked pretty good. I know they did make that shark swim through floorboards.
They sure did. The shark slander.
I was like, it's fine. This, you know, they gotta, it's basically, it's almost one for one for the original, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That scene was like the same.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, it's fine. It's a cartoon shark. I did want the moray eels to be a little bit more like, I don't know, not flamboyant, but like more standout-ish or like
expressive.
I wanted them more expressive because I really like how they're colorful in an evil way. And I feel like they got more personality in the cartoon. And in these ones, they were just like, you know, a Zoom call.
They were just kind of floating around and
did
her bidding, but they didn't really have their own personalities.
No. And that was lame to me. And they were really dark, so it was hard to see.
They were kind of hard to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were some underwater. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say moray eels are like terrifying. So like, you know, just just film
they're
a
scary shit.
Just film a normal eel, like it's fine.
Right. Yeah. There were some underwater scenes that I felt like were maybe darker than they should have been. at least in the movie theater, it kind of came across that way. Mm. Like, in her grotto, I wanted to see a little more.
Oh,
I felt like we didn't get very much of her trinkets. And I wanted, like, her tail caught the light, but I don't know, that scene was pretty gray. And I think some people are saying that online, too, that's a screen grab that people are taking and, like, editing it to make it brighter. And, like, I don't think that's really fair to do it that way. That was before the movie had come out, too. Yeah. So people are like, it's going to be so dark. And I was like, well, you don't know. A lot of the scenes weren't. A lot of them were very bright and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
But
it would have been nice to have it be more like, if it were just a little bit more reminiscent of, like, in Prince Eric's collection, you could see a lot of it in the background. Like, just do that. Like, why?
Right.
Just do that. I know we're underwater, but
just do it.
You're animating it all anyway.
Yeah, you can make the decision. Just do it.
Yeah, exactly. I did like Melissa McCarthy's makeup and the design for Ursula. I don't know. I thought she did a good job. There wasn't anything in her scenes that, other than, like, telling the audience what I'm going to do and why, that I was super offended by. I liked her tentacles being glowy.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
I have to hard disagree with you on Melissa McCarthy, though.
Fair.
Not the actress's performance. I think she gave a wonderful performance, and what she was given, she did a great job. I just think it was an odd casting choice to begin with.
Mm. Yeah.
And her makeup, to me, felt like bad drag makeup.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything new or, like, an interpretation of Ursula. It was just, like, one solid green eyeshadow all the way up to her new drawn eyebrows and some red lips. Like, I wanted more from that. Like, it was like Melissa McCarthy in a Halloween costume makeup to me.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm mad that they didn't just use a drag queen.
Yeah.
Because, like, the design is literally based off a drag queen. So, like, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been better in general. Yeah. Boy. I don't know.
But she did a good job. Don't get me wrong. No hate to her at all. I think she sang well. Mm-hmm. You know, the choices she made were fun. She made it a little different. Her voice, to me, was just, again, kind of an imitation of what Pat Carroll had done, which is great. I mean, she did a great job. It was perfect. Why not emulate it? But I just wish that was something maybe that they had tried to change a little bit. Make it a little remix.
Yeah, there were times where it sounded like Melissa McCarthy was trying to sound more like a New York con artist.
Yes!
And I got that vibe too. Why are we changing our accents?
Yeah, the accent was confusing.
I bet it was. I feel like that's a direction choice mistake / that's who should get the blame. But I did genuinely like laugh or chuckle when she was looking for that one bottle, and then that was the only time that I actually like laughed during her sequences, and it felt like that was her getting to make a choice.
Yeah, I did like that her tentacles had their own like brain.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. I wanted more of that actually.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Like them as their own character would have been fun.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Octopus.
Wow, Spider-Man. Oh, I do wish for Ursula at the end we got to see more of her horrifying, like, gargantuan face.
Yeah, she was shadowed a lot.
Yeah, it was.
She was very spooky.
She was, and it was very like Shadow of Colossus kind of like. There's a giant ominous figure that's so large it's grayed out.
Yeah, you know,
yeah. Which I liked, but, like, she's right there.
Right. I did want to see. Like, they gave us glimpses. Like, they gave, like, they put gills on her face and...
Make her scarier. She was,
right. Like, let us see the spooky.
Yeah. Like, we know it's a kids' movie, but, like, just make it a little scary. Like, you know, the thing with a kids' movie is the bad guy's not going to win. Like, they get to see something scary in a safe context.
Right.
Just traumatize them a little bit.
Yeah, and then make it up better.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I liked the queen. I liked Eric. I liked Grimsby.
Yeah, I agree. They were a solid good.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, like, the costumes. Oh, I really liked, like, Vanessa, Ursula's disguise. I loved her purple dress.
Yes, good callback to the OG.
It was so good. And I was like, clearly...
I wanted more of it.
I was so mad, because especially after they didn't give Ariel, like, a fancy new dress for the transformation. I was like, you gave the bad guy the coolest dress in the movie.
Yup.
Shut the fuck up. It was frustrating.
Big man.
It was a great dress, though. Loved it.
Yeah. I liked, small visual thing, I loved King Triton's abalone shell armor.
Oh, yes.
Stunning. We didn't get to see his nipples, but he got cool armor, so.
I didn't realize that until you said it, but now I do miss the nipples.
They're an integral part of his costume, okay?
They are.
But the shells were cool, so.
Oh, that's so funny. I kept seeing Javier Bardem's face and being like, this is the bad guy, right? Like, he...
Yeah. It was hard to, like him. Like, I loved him. He did a great job, but, like...
Oh, fantastic. Well, he's a fantastic actor. He did a great job.
Another cozy father figure.
No.
Especially because, didn't he play a sea-themed bad guy in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Uh-huh. Yes,
okay,
he did.
Okay, yeah, that was throwing me off.
Yeah, he did. which is so funny. I want to say he was, like, the Octopus Man, Davy Jones?
No, it was, like, the newest one.
Oh,
And he was, like...
Hold on, I'll find it.
God, what was he?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell... He was Armando Salazar.
Salazar. Okay.
Oh, he was undead, and he commanded the ghost ship Silent Mary. Sure.
I think I've only seen that movie once.
Sure. I think I've seen that one as well, I think.
It's not very memorable.
Boy, is that the one where Elizabeth becomes king of the pirates?
No.
Oh, no.
That's in the original trilogy. This one is like the fifth movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's the mermaid one and then this one.
This is the one. Okay, this is the one where there's a mermaid and he has a weird thing on his face. Okay. He's got like coral on his face.
Yeah.
It's freaky. Okay, great. Same page. Tangent done. Yeah. We're here. All right. I did like that they changed Scuttle to be a diving fish. I thought that was fun.
A diving bird?
Yeah, a diving bird or whatever. I said fish. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
yes, I like that they changed it to be a diving bird. So she could actually go underwater and like talk to them.
Yeah, that didn't bother me. People were freaking out about that. Like, why is she talking underwater? Like, birds do that.
Yeah, birds can be, like, under there. It's fine. Especially if they're
waterbirds.
Yeah,
and then she made a joke. Like, yeah, she's like, I gotta go up for some air. It's like, okay, haha. We get it.
She's got a limited time under there. Yeah.
Right. That was fun. I thought Awkwafina was a little bit of an odd choice for Scuttle, but I didn't hate it in the end. She was funny.
Yeah, I liked how she did everything. I thought it was fine, except for the Scuttlebutt song. Like, I thought what she added to Kiss the Girl was fine. I even chuckled a little bit at the Bow Chicka Wow Wow, and that was fine.
Yeah, I agree. It's not as good sounds, but...
Yeah.
I wanted her to go harder. I wonder if they, like, told her to tone down or something, because it felt like she wanted to make weirder sounds, but... didn't? Maybe I just wanted them. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll blame the directors or whoever.
Yeah.
Whatever. audience feedback room. They put a bunch of corporate execs in. What's it called when they do that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Somebody
brain off.
Somebody email me. Okay, we can go right into nostalgia. Unless you have more visual stuff.
Nothing I can think of right now. I think we went through it all. Oh, real fast. I liked the choices they made for Ariel's hair as well. I liked that she had locks and that it was like locks, but also hair that was not like braided up. I thought it looked really nice. It looked really fun in the water. It was really pretty on land when it was dry because there was like some lighter pieces, some more red pieces. Beautiful.
So good. So good. And I love that they let her like wear like a headband too. Like that was, I don't know, that was nice. I just liked it. Like the pink headband.
I didn't like the headband.
Oh, really?
I think it was the print because it looked like a Lululemon workout headband to me.
Oh.
It was like a crackle print. And like when you could see it close up, it just looked like printed fabric to me.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I still like it. I'm not sure why, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
I wonder if I liked it because that's been something that people with textured hair have been using for a very long time. And it was nice that she, like, got to do that. They got to actually show that kind of thing.
I liked.
Like, she didn't have to have her edges laid the whole fucking movie, you know? Or the whole Shellen movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked the idea of it. I think it was just the specific fabric they picked that I was like, kind of cheapened it to me. I wish it was like a linen-y texture or like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to see if I can find a close-up picture to show you.
I would love to look at it closer because I kept looking at her hair because it was so cute and
her hair was good.
She had like ornaments throughout her locks and like it was just so nice. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Again, 10 out of 10, Ariel. Great job.
Yeah.
Love it. I'm glad, except for the end, without a transformation.
That's not her fault.
Not her fault. I'm sure she would have chosen differently.
Yep.
She seems like a real one.
Yep. She's on our side.
Let us know, Halle Bailey.
Yeah, at us.
Oh, boy.
Sliding our DMs.
Right. All right. So as far as like things that were similar to the original that I liked, I thought they did a very good job staying true to the OG songs. They knew if they fucked it up that they would be like laughed out of town. So they made sure all the original songs were good. I liked that they kept doing things from the original and then slightly changing it to make a little bit more sense, like the sailor giving her the sail dress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like she still gets a little bath scene. She tries to eat soap. That was great. I loved that.
Yeah. We got a little Jodie Benson cameo.
Oh, that's it. That's the one. I did see it.
Oh, good.
Yay.
I love her.
I looked at her face for several, like, you know, she's on screen for 20 seconds maybe. And I kept staring at her face and I was like, that woman, I know that white woman. And at first my brain was like, oh, it's Celine Dion. I was like, no, it's not Celine Dion. And then I elbowed Michael again and I was like, oh, it's Jodie Benson. Ah, and so that was really great.
Yeah, I was glad she got to be in it.
Mm-hmm. As she should, as she deserves. Yeah.
That's right. I was glad we got the shot of Ursula's giant crown coming up between them in the water.
Yeah.
Because that's a visual I remember from the movie real big.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, aha, oh, you did it.
Yay!
You gave that to us.
We did it!
Yay. And the hair flip scene in the sun, they gave us that.
Oh my God. The hair flip was amazing.
It was good.
Her on the rock with the splash, that was amazing.
Good. Gave me chills.
Same. I got goosebumps and I was like, oh no, Michael, I'm having emotions.
Oh no.
Thrilling. I liked that Eric's costume stayed really close to the cartoon and they just, you know, I don't know. It didn't look costumey, but it had the same elements.
Yeah. Like, it looks like his real clothes, but it was like, oh, that's what Eric wears.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
Like, this is a really good cosplay.
Yes.
I also liked that they did keep the statue.
I did, too. Mm-hmm. I liked that they made it not a statue of Eric, but it was just, like, a statue that they had on board. But Ariel was like, this is a statue of a human man. I'm going to project my crush onto it. Because that's what I would do.
Same. yeah. Immediately, yes.
Yeah.
To wrap everything up for The Little Mermaid 2023, for me, like, going through it point by point, love it still. It's still a 4 out of 5 for me. And I have some interesting things to look for the next time I watch it. But I think this was a remake that it has its place. Like, I wasn't...
Yeah. I would say it was successful.
Yes.
To an extent. We didn't need it, but we got it. And now that it's here, I think it was successful and I did like it, which was more than I thought might happen.
Yes. Yeah. I knew I was going to like Halle Bailey because the clips of her voice and like the tail looked really good.
The two most important parts of the movie, to be honest.
So. Right. Exactly.
We at least had a good backbone.
Yes. Yes. And I liked the changes. I still like the original more than this. But yeah, I think this is one of the better remakes that Disney has done so far.
Yeah, I agree. I might bump my rating down to a 4.
Oh, no! No!
I can't decide. No, I don't know.
I think 4.5 is perfectly acceptable, honest. Like, I think that's super fair.
Yeah.
Especially with our history.
Right. I mean, the beginning, definitely a 4.5. And then they made me mad by the end, so it would be a 4. But then I think about how good her tail was and all the visuals, so I'll bump it back up to a 4.5.
Just remember that under the sea whole sequence? So good. Yeah. So good.
Her 4.5. Around, her little tail fins.
So good. I loved her, like, falling into all the jellyfish. I just thought that was
fun. Yeah,
Michael,
that was cute.
Michael turned his head to me, and I was like, no, Michael, she lives underwater. She's immune to their venom.
Yeah, Michael.
And he rolled his eyes and looked back at the screen.
Don't.
It was so funny. Well, thanks for reliving your childhood, my childhood, all of our childhoods with us. Let us know what you thought of the movie and if you had any comments, concerns, observations that we might have missed. We'd love to hear about it, talk about it. We are at Siren Sisters Pod on Instagram and most other places. I think we got to go back into the ocean. I think that's it.
Do you have an ocean fact to send us off?
I don't. My brain is... Here's my fact. Tears of the Kingdom is a really good game. And that is all I've been doing. Here's the... Ooh, one of the other fun facts. Water related in Tears of the Kingdom. Okay, so there's a shark prince, right? His name is Sidon. Okay. He's great. We met him in the first game, Breath of the Wild. He's back in this one, but he has a fucking fiance. She's green and he's red. And I was like,
oh my God.
Excuse you? And she is a manta ray, which is fine.
Okay.
But her head is really oblong.
Mm.
And I'm like, could y'all have tried to make her cute at all? Like, she's kind of cute. I'm not a Yona hater, I promise. I like her. She's fine. But it's very much... she keeps talking to Link, which is like us in the game. She keeps talking to us like, oh my gosh, Sidon talks about you all the time. You're his best friend. Oh, it's so good to have a friend like you. Just friends. And Sidon literally gets on one knee and gives us a ring and makes a vow that he'll protect us forever. Yeah. So...
You can't friend zone that.
No, you can't. I mean, they are engaged and married and whatever, but she's the other one, other woman, not me.
That's right.
Oh, it's been such a fun time. And then after he makes the vow, you can shoot water out of your weapon when you use his power. So,
well,
yeah, it's fun.
Beautiful.
That's my fact.
A good fact. Go watch the movie.
Yay! Watch the movie. Have fun with us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will see you next time. I was going to say we'll see you on that next horizon. Do you want to do the outro?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. It's time for us to go back into the ocean now that we've got all of our facts lined up. And we'll say shalom next time.
Shalom.
I've been at Audrey.
Oh, I've also been Ash. And I'm still her. Great. And I will be next time, too.
Woohoo! We'll talk to you later. Okay, bye!
Bye! Splash.